Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Is the temperature? Let's just see. 79 degrees.
Nice.
That's crazy. Oh, that sounds so good.
I know. I wish we could open the windows.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Kevin Wheeler is on the road. He drove to North Carolina, helped his daughter move. Now he's driving back and he joins us. Hello, Kev.
What's up, gang? How we doing?
How are you doing? Just walk us through how the whole thing go.
Well, yesterday went, it went not great, but it wasn't like a disaster or anything. It was just really a crunch for time to get out by 5 o'clock, which is when we had to. Because I'm not going to bury my kid too much, but she thought she had until today, and it turned out she set it for yesterday. So instead of having a little leeway, we had no leeway, and we had to get it done. But we did. So I think I went from like, 8:30 yesterday morning till about 11 o'clock last night when it came to packing and unpacking, loading, unloading. And then today got up and jumped in the car. But actually, I feel better than I thought I would today. I'm just tired of being on the damn road.
Yeah. So about 12-hour drive?
Yeah, something like that. I know it might be 12 and a half depending on where I hit traffic or whatever. But so far it's pretty good. I think I'm about 4.5 hours out, maybe 5 hours out right now.
So did you have any good times with your daughter, or was it all pretty much work-focused?
Mostly work. We had dinner. We had Chipotle last night at about 9:30. That was our little daddy-daughter dinner. But, no, mostly trying to keep her from freaking out because of the deadline, because she felt bad that she did that, and she was wearing it, and I was trying to calm her down. So that was the daddy-daughter time, was trying to keep my kid from freaking out.
But she appreciated dad.
Hey, listen, I brought her into this world. I got to take care of something.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really do it. I had a small role in it. Susan did that part, did the hard part.
Before we get into any sort of Stairway to Kevin or anything, let's talk about the trade deadline. This must be driving you crazy that you can't be staring at Twitter all day.
It's a little tough. I am listening to baseball stuff nonstop. But I wouldn't say nonstop because I'm in and out of the mountains, so I'm barely hearing almost anything at any point. But I've been keeping up with it as much as I can, and every time I stop, I spend about 5 minutes longer on my stop than I should, so I can keep up with everything. But thankfully the stuff happened last night and I could catch up on it and read up a little bit on the guys that the Cardinals got and, you know, what they did.
Tell us about it.
Well, the first one is interesting, right? I mean, obviously when you're dealing Ryan Helsley, you're hoping for a really good return, even if it's just for 2 months. And you know, this is kind of the modern game, right? You're going to get good prospects for a guy of his caliber for 2 months, but you're not going to get like the best of the best, right? You're not going to get a top 100 prospect in that kind of a scenario most of the time. Occasionally it happens, and it's usually a team that's desperate that kind of just goes all in on a move. But I like what they got from the Mets. The young hitter, Baez, grades out really well in terms of potential power by most of the prospect services. And right now plays infield, plays shortstop, but maybe he's a third baseman, maybe he's an outfielder. You know, the point is if he hits, the Cardinals will be able to find a place for him. And since he's 20, there's kind of time to sort that out. Right? I had a couple people message me on Twitter, like, you know, another shortstop, you have Wynn and Westerholm. Like, the position doesn't matter at all in this. This is you're trying to get a bat, and if he ends up being able to hit some home runs, they'll find a spot for him. But you usually target middle infielders, especially shortstops, because if you have the skills to play short, then you have the skills to play second, third, and in the outfield. So it's kind of why teams do that. And then the pitcher that they got, the kid that was the number 14 prospect for the Mets, is probably not a big high-ceiling guy, but physical, 6'4", guy that might be able to add a little velo over time, could be a middle-of-the-rotation guy. So it wasn't great. It's not a deal where you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe they got this. But it's a solid deal. I wouldn't regret it at all. And then the Steven Matz one is interesting, even though it's not a huge return. But you got one of the best names in baseball, and a kid named Blaze Jordan, who's had success this year at AA and AAA, plays first and third. I actually had some experience. I did not go against Blaze Jordan, but we were in a few of the same tournaments when he was 14 years old. And when he was 14, he was a home run king. He would go to home run derbies and hit 400 or 500 foot home runs at 14. Now, granted, he was using like juiced up bats. It wasn't like a real bat that you use in college or a wood bat. But he's always been kind of a childhood prodigy home run king, and he doesn't hit as many home runs as a pro because he swings at too many pitches. He's got a little bit of Alec Burleson in him, except that he's right handed and he plays in the infield, but he's at least interesting, and that's not bad for a 2 month rental on a guy like Steven Matz.
So I know that we developed Helsley, and he's been a Cardinal the whole time, and so it's emotional. Was there something that we did wrong along the way? Was he always destined for this, or was there a way we could have and should have kept him?
I mean, I think there's a way, but like paying closers is really risky. And it's something that the Cardinals haven't done, right? I mean, they developed Jason Mott, and Jason Mott became their closer, and they didn't end up extending him or paying him. Trevor Rosenthal came up through the Cardinals. They didn't end up paying him or extending him. Jordan Hicks came up. Like, they've proven themselves over the years. The one thing they've been good at is developing guys like that. Well, it's not the one thing, but maybe the best thing they've been good at is developing guys that end up becoming closers. Because when you're the Yankees and Dodgers, you can afford $12 to $15 million a year on a closer, but most teams can't because they're too risky. They have injury problems. They have years sometimes where they just stink. So, I mean, this to me is just financial. It has nothing to do with whether or not you like the player or the player likes it here. It's simply, do we think that this payroll can carry somebody who's going to probably make $12 to $15 million a year?
So is the job open, or you think O'Brien is the new closer?
Man, I don't know. It's got to be kind of an open call right now, right? I guess some of it depends on whether or not Maton gets moved today. Because if Maton sticks around for the rest of the year, it probably starts by defaulting with him and then seeing how it goes. But I think Riley O'Brien's an interesting guy to see if he gets some opportunities. I'd like to see Granillo get some opportunities. Jojo Romero could also do that. He did that a little bit a year ago when Helsley was out. He got some save opportunities. I wouldn't think they'll pick a guy, but at least initially, if Maton sticks around, I bet he probably gets first crack. But they got some interesting guys to look at, and you know, depending on what they show you, you can kind of chart a course for next year.
So what are the options of seeing some of the talented people from AAA? I'm guessing the worse we do, the better the chance we see Weatherholt.
I don't know. Well, at this point, even though you sold, I don't know that it matters whether you're doing well or not. I think, you know, you get to the latter part of August, if his performance is kind of forcing himself through the door, like if you look down at Memphis in another 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, and you see that he's still crushing the baseball and he's still having success, then get him up. Definitely wait. I think we talked about this. Maybe you and I and Matt Pauly talked about this, but you want to wait until past the midway point of the month because you want him to retain Rookie of the Year eligibility for next year. Because if you finish in the top three, you get draft pick bonuses and things like that. So they won't take the risk of losing that. Certainly not if you're a seller at the trade deadline. But once you get past that point, why not give him 4 or 5 weeks and see if he's a part of next year? Because if he's a part of next year, that really informs what you can do in the offseason, who you trade, who you might sign, what you can count on. So at this point, unless he slumps and really struggles, at this point I'd be pretty surprised if we don't see him.
Anything else baseball-wise we need to know before we move on? Anything else you're thinking about?
Not unless you want to talk about all the other teams making moves.
Yeah, no, we'll leave that for you and the nerds, the boys in the truck. So we've talked about many times how different you and I are, how our resting minds are very different. So when you're driving 12 hours by yourself, like what's going on in Wheeler's mind?
Oh, man, that's such a great question. So today it's been all this baseball stuff. It's like, okay, well, if this happens, what does that mean? And if that guy is now going there, what does that mean? Because this might be like, Dave, I'm doing internal scouting for like my fantasy team. Well, who should I pick up? Who should I be looking at? I'm thinking about all the different possibilities and what it means for playoff races. So like a day like today, it's pretty easy. I'm thinking about baseball and kind of calculating it all as I hear about it and trying to piece it all together. But sometimes that's what I use the heavy metal for, because then it keeps me from doing that. So I don't sit and like bounce off the walls. I throw that up in the air and I could just kind of go along with the song. And that kind of, I don't know, you know, that kind of matches my energy, right?
Going to be good to be back home?
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like these 3 days, they're not like, it's not the end of the world. And like I said, I feel physically so much better today than I thought I would. I don't have any real, like, pain lingering or anything like that. I am tired of thinking, though. Because when I'm driving, I'm always thinking, and yesterday was nonstop. Where did this go? How do we get this in there? Are we going to get out on time? What do I need to do? What are we going to eat? So yesterday, you know, the brain's a little fried, but by tomorrow, that should be all right.
All right, buddy. Safe travels, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, gang. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 320. Let's do a DGS happy hour where we just kind of go around the horn and share stuff. Could be important stuff, could be silly stuff, could be just, hey, did you hear about this? Rach, you want to kick us off?
Sure. Give me one second.
Okay. It would have been great if you just walked out.
I will do that.
She did the fake stair walking thing under the bar.
I left it in my
office.
I've got
to go to the basement really quick.
This never came back up.
Be right back.
Okay, I need a ruling, actually, for my happy hour topic.
Okay.
So recently I was emailing with like an office. It was a vet's office. Mm-hmm. And I was asking for something. But it was like an email that obviously more than one person uses. Like here at Odyssey, everyone pretty much has their own email address. But this was like the office email. I asked for something, they provide it. And instead of clogging up their communal email, I didn't send a thank you.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, is that rude? I felt like I was being more polite by not sending like a meaningless like, okay, thank you so much, have a great day, that they're just going to delete. And so it's like going to get in the way.
So blindness is meaningless to you, is what you're
No, that's not what I'm saying. I just made the decision of like, they probably would not care if they got it. It might actually be a little bit like, she emailed again. Okay, well, delete, move on. Do you think that's the right move, or should you always say thank you no matter what?
I would probably err on the side of saying thank you. But I didn't see the email setup, so I don't know how sure you were that this is just going to go to 8 different people.
Well, I think it's more like one email address that like everyone at the front desk uses or something like that.
If I was going to say, got it, thank you, or whatever, excuse me, I don't think it would be out of politeness. I think it would be to give them a sense of, okay, this person is happy and satisfied. I no longer need to worry about this problem. I'm not going to revisit this in a couple days and go like, oh, did this person, are they still worried about this? Do they still need to know this? I think politeness is not really the issue, because I think you're right that they don't really care if they're just doing their job. Like, they're happy to help, but they don't care if you're like thankful, or if you say like, oh, that really means a lot that you responded or whatever. They don't care. But it might be helpful just for the resolution of going, all right, case closed. We can put a stamp on it and move on to other problems and other
The other day, I walked by a coworker, and you know how it is. You walk by a coworker, hey, how you doing? Fine. How are you? Great. And we did that, but when he asked me how I was doing, I didn't answer. And it wasn't dramatic.
Well, you were just already walked past.
I was just kind of already past, but that sort of like stuck in my craw a little bit. Like, I get what we're doing. No one's being honest with each other. You're just doing the whole like, what's up? What's up with you?
So I guess you guys are saying I'm a horrible person.
No, yeah. Like you definitely.
Yeah. No, I think so.
You did the right thing.
No, it wasn't the right thing. I should have said thank you.
Oh, wait, you didn't say thank you.
No, I didn't reply. Because what I said
was
like,
you didn't get the whole story?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the whole point of the story was I didn't say thank you.
I'm so sorry. I thought it was, should I have not said thank you? I mean,
wouldn't even have made sense.
When you, now that I know that, it kind of changes a lot of things about.
Now you can go in on her.
Yeah, what I think about you as a person.
To do the nice thing.
I've done the exact same thing. Like when I'm talking back and forth with people about the show, booking them on the show and stuff, especially if it's somebody like who I know is like very busy and gets a lot of requests or gets a lot of emails or whatever, I do always feel weird about, you know, like maybe after they confirm their thing, me then sending back like, okie dokie, sounds good. We're so excited. Thank you. Like, I'm like, do they get that and just go like, oh my God. Yeah, dude.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, we're good. I'm going to come on. It's going to be great. But like, am I then at what point am I then just like bugging them?
I would always rather have one too many communications than one too few.
And that is where I usually land on it. Yeah. I always do end up sending the like I think it every time, but I always do send the
because
like,
many times I've said like, okay, see you Tuesday. And then someone's like, oh, this Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, or they're like, oh, did you, you really meant that? I wasn't
plus
sure.
Plus, it's just
if
the commonly decent thing to do as
okay,
a human.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Get it.
Sorry.
It's just like the foundation of society.
Yeah, another ruling?
So the ruling is you're a piece of crap.
Here's my ruling.
Here's my ruling. Two thumbs down.
Well, I am getting back into fantasy football.
Yeah, good.
No, not good.
Oh.
No, I mean, it's fine.
When does it start? It's like...
pretty soon.
Yeah, okay. It's like...
First game's on the 31st.
Yeah, training camps have already started.
Yeah.
Preseason's going to probably start in a week or two.
Yeah, Nick asked me to be a part of his group, so, you know, you can't say no to your kids.
Yeah.
And I have missed it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Sundays watching Red Zone, but I'm so out of it. Like, I looked at the top, like, 50 players, and I know a few names, but...
oh, it's crazy.
It's kind of starting all over different. Again.
Yeah, I had the same... I don't do, like...
Bobo
you know,
Winkerbean and, like...
Terry
the hell is
Bradshaw,
guy?
Is he still...
He's still in the league.
He's
he
still
is.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, he's a top 10
I want
pick.
Him on
he's
my
still throwing.
Team.
He's still throwing for the...
what about that Joe Montana guy? He's still doing a
he
good job?
He just retired last year.
Ah.
Yeah, he's out now.
Just missed him.
Rachel only knows the athletes that go on to be TV stars after their
Michael
athletes.
Strahan, I like that guy.
Also, there's a character on television commercials who I am straight up terrified of.
Smorky, the bear.
No, the Meineke guy.
I don't know him.
I don't know him.
Do you have a television? How are you not seeing these things? The Meineke guy?
We're cable cutters. We don't have... at least I am.
I
actually
TV.
Don't know.
I
don't know
I watch
if she's
TV.
A cable cutter.
Oh, this guy, the German
the
guy?
The German guy who's like, I left a surprise for him. Like,
I don't think that's cool, by the way.
No, it's not. Nothing about him is cool. He's a total pedophile.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
He's like a German stereotype, and I find it offensive. I'll throw it out there.
Is it the guy? Is he have a mustache and a stupid sweater?
Yes.
Yes.
Otto, a German character portrayed by actor Kurt Quinn. He's known for his thick German accent and his trust in Meineke for all his car.
Yeah, candies. That's what he's known for. And going to junior high school playgrounds. Too much. I always do this the last day before vacation. Steve should come in right now and relieve me of my duties.
No, I think everything you're saying is correct and true about Otto.
He often uses the phrase mein key, meaning my key in German, which sounds like Meineke. So that's why they created the character.
Oh, that's... they should avoid...
the whole mine?
Yeah, mine and then a letter that starts... a word that starts with K. I would avoid it if I could. I would find... maybe you have, like, the Meineke
you know who scared me before him? The Six Flags guy.
Yeah, he was creepy.
But it's just a guy. It's just a guy.
The old man.
The old man.
But he was a young man dressed as an old man.
Yeah, it's a young guy with like prosthetics.
And I didn't wear glasses for years because I thought someone would make the link that I looked like him. So I had black glasses and I wouldn't wear them.
He looks like Uncle June from The Sopranos.
Yeah,
kind of. And he would just move so quickly, it's like something's not right here. It was like an uncanny valley-type situation. Sunset's been a freak show
on the weekend, so I've been driving out to the suburbs. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome back, guys. DTS. Dave Glover here. Rachel and Andrew are with me. Kevin, who is normally on the show, is, a third of the way home from North Carolina, driving as we speak. He'll be back tomorrow. I am gone after the show today for the rest of next week, taking the family to Florida. Gonna try to get some of my creativity back. Dave, I'm just saying, like, I'm just scraping the bottom of a rusty bucket.
I understand that completely. That when you are overdue for a vacation, you know, it's no good. It's just no good.
And, Rach, you were right. I haven't been on trip since my mom passed.
Yeah, I didn't think you went anywhere last
Yeah, I
summer.
Thought I did, but I did not. So
you really need it. You really need it.
Definitely need it.
Even if you do nothing.
Which is my plan.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. How are you about that? Are you a nothing doer?
I can be that way, but I also like to be active
mm-hmm.
on vacations. I like to, go on hikes, go on, play golf, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But I can also kick back and enjoy it like anybody else.
Yeah. Golf's not a bad call.
Get me a big old Mai Tai and mm-hmm. enjoy this sunset.
Never had a Mai Tai.
They're quite good.
They are. But you ain't had a Mai Tai until you've had a Dave Murray Mai Tai.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Dave Murray will invite me out of his place someday and I can have a Dave Murray.
You're always
Mai
welcome.
Tai.
You're always welcome. I just have to drain the moat for a little bit and make sure you can get
Dave,
through.
Dave, are you a big tiki bar guy?
I like tiki bars. I like bars like that. So am I big on it? No. Do I have one in the backyard? No.
So I know it sounds dramatic, but I think you'll get it. When we walked outside today, the three of us, Rach and Andrew and I, all said, it's been so long since we have felt comfortable. We had kind of forgotten what it felt like.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I've had people complaining to me today that it's still too humid. It's 73 degrees outside and the dew point is 65. Get over it.
Yeah, we're okay.
just get over it.
Yeah, at some point, just stop it. I mean, we're fine.
Yeah.
We're fine.
It's really going to be wonderful, just wonderful weather coming up the next several days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I think we can get Tuesday, probably get close to 90 come Wednesday of next week, but you don't care. You'll be in Florida.
That's right.
Be hot and humid down there.
Mm-hmm.
I care.
Try to get to
okay. Some of us don't.
But yeah, we're talking 82 tomorrow, low humidity. 61 Friday night, 83 Saturday, 62 Saturday night, Sunday 83 degrees. The only downside is because we have a northerly flow, the wildfires that are up in Canada, some of that smoke is finding its way down through the Midwest and into the St. Louis area. I don't think it's going to get to the lower levels, but sunsets could be pretty spectacular the next couple of nights. Obviously, it's cloudy right now, but the sunset tonight will stay cloudy. But Friday night should be a pretty good sunset.
Man, try getting a table tomorrow night at a patio.
Oh, no mm-hmm. kidding. Or tonight even.
Yeah. You know, it's cloudy. It's but come on, 73 degrees. Evening temperature 69, 70.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. A woman with a wild bat in her mouth was hit with crippling medical bills despite the fact that she had insurance.
That's what the headline says.
Woman with wild bat in her mouth.
That you're going to say, and despite the fact she had a bat in her mouth.
A Massachusetts resident encountered a wild bat that landed on her face while she was photographing the night sky. She didn't feel like she had been bitten, but she still sought rabies prevention treatment at a hospital.
Yeah.
And got a bill of over $20,000 for 4 doses of the rabies vaccine and immunoglobulin.
Mm-hmm.
Her insurance policy did not cover expenses due to a waiting period clause, leaving her responsible for the $20,000. My question is, how could it possibly cost $20,000? Like, that's the question we don't ask enough, is like, well, without insurance, it's so expensive. Why?
Yeah.
Is the rabies treatment so precious and so hard to get a hold of that it actually costs $5,000 per dose? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not going to speak intelligently about this. And there are a lot of people out there who are very intelligent about it, and I'm going to drive them crazy. But Dave, you may know the answer to this as well. There is a service, a group, an intermediary who goes between the drug makers and the pharmacies and dicks us all. That's basically what happens. Is like fat shots are about $500 if you pay for them yourself in the U.S. They're like $50 in Sweden and Norway and things like that, because they don't have that intermediary that we have that screws us all. So I think that things are you know, to cover for people who don't have insurance, they're going to charge us more for everything. But then those mediaries, and someone on the online will remind me what those things are called. But that's my understanding of why most things are so expensive, especially the drugs. But yeah, $20,000, like, you have to think about it. Well, what if we didn't have insurance? What if this were just the old days? And like, I think my mom and dad paid $1,000 for me to be born in 1964 or something like that. So you're saying that if you got bit by a rabid bat, you're just out of luck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people can't afford $20,000 out of their pockets.
No, that would kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rabies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Though I just Googled it. It said pre-exposure vaccines, $800 to $1,300 for the full course. For post-exposure, $2,500 to
$7,000.
Hmm. It's not $20,000, but
yeah,
makes you think, whoa, what's going on there?
Yeah.
The NASA Crew 11 SpaceX launch was abruptly canceled a minute before liftoff due to weather conditions.
Right at 1 minute. A cumulus cloud came right over the launch site.
Hmm. That's enough to do it, huh?
That's enough to do it. Hmm. Could be some lightning in there. I mean, it wasn't just a fluffy, puffy cumulus cloud. It could have had some lightning in it.
Kind of mean.
And they have very strict codes when it comes to weather.
High Noon is recalling some vodka seltzers mislabeled as Celsius energy drinks.
Uh-oh.
Seems like a pretty big
deal.
Mix
yeah.
up.
We all shared a Celsius earlier. Do you think perhaps
we are drunk?
I think perhaps
drunk.
We were.
We should go home.
Poisoned. I think we should go home. Yeah, if we fell victim to the drunken Celsius.
I would feel terrible. So my son Nick is sober. Very proud of him. Not had a drink in 3 years. If someone like that who's sober and being very vigilant about it gets alcohol by mistake, how dare you? Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Or people who are allergic to alcohol. There's a lot of those people, or have some kind of intolerance to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
A teen was burned after stepping in thermal crust while hiking in Yellowstone. This happened to a 17-year-old hiking near Old Faithful. The teen's foot broke through the thin crust, exposing it to extremely hot liquid and steam. Emergency medical staff responded, transported the patient to a hospital for further treatment. The National Park Service is investigating the incident. This is the first known thermal injury at the park this year.
Hmm.
But officials are emphasizing the importance of staying on marked trails in thermal areas to prevent
that's
this kind
the,
of
accidents. That's the big thing. Right. Where was this guy when he did that?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Couple of Kamala Harris stories for you guys. She's out with a book in September. It's called 107 Days. That's the length of her abbreviated presidential campaign. It'll be published by Simon & Schuster on September 23rd.
What are you guys, just don't think about it too much, just what are your thoughts and feelings about Kamala?
I don't really care about her much at all. I don't think about her ever.
I kind of agree.
Does not cross the mind. She's recently she's turned down running for governor, which leads a lot of people to think that that means she's running for president again, which I think is, I mean, not a mistake on her part, but a mistake of if the Democrats embrace her, a mistake if the Democrats go like, yes, we still think you're the future, even though you ate poop in a historical fashion on the national election stage. We still
it's the only way to eat poop.
We still think you are the we still think you're the hope and the light and the truth in the future. And I think that's a huge mistake.
Yeah, the word out here is that there was no money. People were not donating any money to her campaign at all.
Hey, if she can get an actual like percentage of folks to vote for her, but that was kind of the problem last year, was that she wasn't elected. We didn't say like, yep, this is our candidate. She was just given to us.
Yeah,
I think that's a huge thing that people don't talk about. And then you scratch your head and you wonder why she didn't win. Kamala didn't necessarily do anything wrong. She just wasn't the chosen candidate.
I think that we are so... we're so the frogs in the boiling water that we didn't really clock how weird that was. The fact that Joe Biden, whether it was Ambien or old age or tired from traveling, whatever it was, he was just, he wasn't there. We all remember when he had that stammering, stuttering response and then said, we finally beat Medicare. We're like, oh my God, what is happening? And then he should drop out. Then he does drop out. Like that was so much weirder than we give it credit for. And to your point, Rach, I remember at the time, like David Axelrod was saying, we should have a primary. We should have a primary. And everyone's like, ah, it's fine. She's our person. They should have had a primary. Mm-hmm. He was right.
I mean, how many people, I remember Rachel mentioning this, how many people like her and us felt like it's like one of the big problems with Kamala is that we didn't choose her. And I think that did not work in her favor. Yeah. It did not.
Well, Donald Trump was overwhelmingly chosen by the Republican Party. That's who the Republican Party wanted to run. You should run people who the people embrace. We embraced Kamala when Joe stepped down because everyone was so relieved. Yeah. But her polling in 2020 was horrendous. It was
less
bad.
Than 1%.
So, I mean, I don't know why it was such like a shock to folks. Speaking of Kamala Harris, she has set her first post-election interview. It's actually tonight on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, well, that'll be watched.
Yep. So.
Probably learn a lot.
Check it out, folks.
I just dread all the fake, oh, I'm not even thinking about that, Stephen. Like, those things drive me crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? I really haven't thought about losing the presidency.
Like, Newsom and Buttigieg and all those guys. You'll get my vote if you just go, yeah, of course I'm going to run. What, do you think I'm not going to run? Yeah, I'm running.
Okay, let's do one more story here for headlines. St. Louis Union Station is unveiling three new rides, and they will open on Thursday, August 28th. It's all part of a multi-million dollar makeover at Union Station. Here are the rides. The Wave Swinger. It's a classic swing ride that takes guests on a trip back in time to the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair. Let's see. The Flying Louie is a pirate ship themed ride that swings in an arc high above the park, reaching a height of 42 feet and giving riders amazing views of St. Louis. And the Locomotion is a train themed mini spinning coaster that reaches a height of 22 feet. And delivers twists and turns of fun for the whole family.
I wish I liked rides.
I mean, those all sound pretty fun. I'm happy that Union Station is going to add that to all the fun stuff they have going on now.
I'm a punk.
What do you mean?
About rides. Oh, I'm afraid of them. Yeah.
We got to get you on the Ferris wheel. You'll have a good time.
Even the Yiddle wins.
Wheel is good.
Thank you, Dave.
Enjoy your time off, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
where I'm headed, you just don't know the way.
I must confess I've made a mess of what should be a small success, but I don't know. Welcome back to Rachel said one of the funniest things I've ever heard, and I cannot touch it with a 10-foot pole.
My desk is covered in spittle. I started laughing so hard.
Yeah, that's not fair.
My best material is off the air.
Yeah, it's always on the cutting room floor. So I have lost a listener.
Oh, no.
For maybe the dumbest reason yet. Mm-hmm. I received a goodbye email, and it was very long and very detailed, and here's what it's about. Do you guys remember, it's been before my mom fell, me bringing up the concept of Generation Jones?
Is that in between Gen X
and boomers?
Yes.
Yes, it's like 1958 to 1968 or something like that. But I was born in 64, so Gen Xers are 65 through whatever. So I'm like 4 months away from being a Gen Xer. And I've always said that I felt much more like a Gen Xer than a boomer. My sister and brother were boomers, and they were a different generation, and blah, 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 blah. And one time, because it's I don't think it's a real thing, it's just something clever someone came up with, to call my generation Generation Jones. And this person was so angry at me, because they're 75, and they're like, you are a boomer as much as I'm a boomer, and you just need to own it and quit trying to wriggle out of it with this stupid Generation Jones BS and blah, 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 blah. I'm never listening to you again.
Yikes.
That's some crazy. It's been like a year and a half since I did a story on it once.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm going to start identifying as Gen Alpha. Do you think anyone will believe me?
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah, try it.
Skibbity toilet and the rest.
I'm buying it.
That's all I got to say. And you know I'm Gen Alpha.
Are you guys tweeners like me, or are you pretty solidly?
Solidly millennial.
Millennial.
Smack in there.
What's the oldest millennial?
I think like maybe like 42 or 43.
Yeah, I would say 40. You get it.
Let me see. Millennial ages.
I was going to say 42.
Did you just sprain your brain?
I did.
Oh, okay, so millennials started in 81, so 10 years older than me. So yeah, 44 would be the oldest millennial. 29 to 44 years old.
Do you have a sense, you personally, of whether you relate to 44-year-olds?
I know plenty of people in their 40s, like, especially like working here. I mean, Matt Pauly's up next. He's probably 40. Get along with him just fine.
I wonder if it'll change when you're older.
He's probably 40.
I'm just guessing. We can ask him.
I do. I think he's like early 40s. I think he's like 41, 42, because I asked him this not long ago. So he would be like on the top end of millennial.
I'm just not one of those people who are like, I mean, I could meet someone who's 70 and be like, oh, okay, cool. I'm not like, oh, you're 70. We have nothing to talk about. Like, yeah. There's plenty to talk about. There's plenty to relate on. I mean, I know it's awkward because I am Gen Alpha. It's probably intimidating. Yeah. But. My internal monologue is saturated
and through the neon prophecies. Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX. Kind of a cloudy, breezy day today. But what is the temperature? Let's just see. 79 degrees.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Hmm.
Oh. That sounds so good.
I know. I wish we could open the windows.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Kevin Wheeler is on the road. He drove to North Carolina, helped his daughter move. Now he's driving back, and he joins us. Hello, Kev.
What's up, gang? How we doing?
How are you doing? Just walk us through. How'd the whole thing go?
Well, yesterday it went not great, but it wasn't like a disaster or anything. It was just really a crunch for time, to get out by 5 o'clock, which is when we had to, because I'm not going to bury my kid too much, but she thought she had until today, and it turned out she said it for yesterday. So instead of having a little leeway, we had no leeway and we had to get it done, but we did. So I think I went from it was 8:30 yesterday morning till about 11 o'clock last night when it came to packing and unpacking, loading, unloading. And then today got up and jumped in the car. But actually, I feel better than I thought I would today. I'm just tired of being on the damn road.
Yeah. So about 12-hour drive?
Yeah, I mean, something like that. I know it might be 12 and a half, depending on where I hit traffic or whatever, but so far it's pretty good. I think I'm about 4.5 hours out, maybe 5 hours out right now.
So did you have any good times with your daughter, or was it all pretty much work-focused?
Mostly work. I mean, like, we had dinner. Like, we had Chipotle last night at about 9:30. That was our little daddy-daughter dinner. But, no, mostly trying to keep her from freaking out because of the deadline, because she felt bad that she did that, and she was wearing it, and I was trying to calm her down. So that was the daddy-daughter time, was trying to keep my kid from freaking out.
But she appreciated Dad.
Hey, listen, I brought her into this world. I got to take care of something.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really do it. I had a small role in it. Susan did that part, did the hard part.
Before we get into any sort of like Stairway to Kevin or anything, let's talk about the trade deadline. This must be driving you crazy that you can't be staring at Twitter all day.
It's a little tough. I mean, I am listening to baseball stuff nonstop. But I wouldn't say nonstop because I'm in and out of the mountains, so I'm barely hearing almost anything at any point. But I've been keeping up with it as much as I can, and every time I stop, I spend about 5 minutes longer on my stop than I should, so I can keep up with everything. But thankfully, the stuff happened last night, and I could catch up on it and read up a little bit on the guys that the Cardinals got and, you know, what they did.
Tell us about it.
Well, the first one is interesting, right? I mean, obviously, when you're dealing Ryan Helsley, you're hoping for a really good return, even if it's just for 2 months. And you know, this is kind of the modern game, right? You're going to get good prospects for a guy of his caliber for 2 months, but you're not going to get, like, the best of the best, right? You're not going to get a top 100 prospect in that kind of a scenario most of the time. Occasionally it happens, and it's usually a team that's desperate that kind of just goes all in on a move. But I like what they got from the Mets. The young hitter, Baez, grades out really well in terms of potential power by most of the prospect services. And right now plays infield, plays shortstop, but maybe he's a third baseman, maybe he's an outfielder. You know, the point is, if he hits, the Cardinals will be able to find a place for him. And since he's 20, there's kind of time to sort that out. Right? I had a couple people message me on Twitter, like, you know, another shortstop, you have Wynn and Weatherholt. Like, the position doesn't matter at all in this. This is you're trying to get a bat, and if he ends up being able to hit some home runs, they'll find a spot for him. But you usually target middle infielders, especially shortstops, because if you have the skills to play short, then you have the skills to play second, third, and in the outfield. So it's kind of why teams do that. And then the pitcher that they got, the kid that was the number 14 prospect for the Mets, is probably not a big high ceiling guy, but physical, 6'4", guy that might be able to add a little velo over time, could be a middle of the rotation guy. So it wasn't great. It's not a deal where you're like, oh my God, I can't believe they got this. But it's a solid deal. I wouldn't regret it at all. And then the Steven Matz one is interesting, even though it's not a huge return. But you got one of the best names in baseball, and a kid named Blaze Jordan, who's had success this year at AA and AAA, plays first and third. I actually had some experience. I did not go against Blaze Jordan, but we were in a few of the same tournaments when he was 14 years old. And when he was 14, he was a home run king. He would go to home run derbies and hit 400 or 500 foot home runs at 14. Now, granted, he was using like juiced up bats. It wasn't like a real bat that you use in college or a wood bat. But he's always been kind of a childhood prodigy home run king, and he doesn't hit as many home runs as a pro because he swings at too many pitches. He's got a little bit of Alec Burleson in him, except that he's right handed and he plays in the infield, but he's at least interesting, and that's not bad for a 2 month rental on a guy like Steven Matz.
So I know that we developed Helsley, and he's been a Cardinal the whole time, and so it's emotional. Was there something that we did wrong along the way? Was he always destined for this, or was there a way we could have and should have kept him?
I mean, I think there's a way, but like, paying closers is really risky. And it's something that the Cardinals haven't done, right? I mean, they developed Jason Mott, and Jason Mott became their closer, and they didn't end up extending him or paying him. Trevor Rosenthal came up through the Cardinals. They didn't end up paying him or extending him. Jordan Hicks came up. Like, they've proven themselves over the years. The one thing they've been good at is developing guys like that. Well, it's not the one thing, but maybe the best thing they've been good at is developing guys that end up becoming closers. Because when you're the Yankees and Dodgers, you can afford $12 to $15 million a year on a closer, but most teams can't because they're too risky. They have injury problems. They have years sometimes where they just stink. So, I mean, this to me is just it's just financial. It has nothing to do with whether or not you like the player or the player likes it here. It's simply, do we think that this payroll can carry somebody who's going to probably make $12 to $15 million a year?
So is the job open, or do you think O'Brien is the new closer?
Man, I don't know. It's got to be kind of an open call right now, right? I guess some of it depends on whether or not Maton gets moved today. Because if Maton sticks around for the rest of the year, it probably starts by defaulting with him and then seeing how it goes. But I think Riley O'Brien's an interesting guy to see if he gets some opportunities. I'd like to see Granillo get some opportunities. Jojo Romero could also do that. He did that a little bit a year ago when Helsley was out. He got some save opportunities. I wouldn't think they'll pick a guy, but at least initially, if Maton sticks around, I bet he probably gets first crack. But they got some interesting guys to look at. And you know, depending on what they show you, you can kind of chart a course for next year.
So what are the options of seeing some of the talented people from AAA? I'm guessing the worse we do, the better the chance we see Weatherholt.
I don't know. Well, at this point, even though you sold, I don't know that it matters whether you're doing well or not. I think, you know, you get to the latter part of August. If his performance is kind of forcing himself through the door, like if you look down at Memphis in another 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, and you see that he's still crushing the baseball and he's still having success, then get him up. Definitely wait. I think we talked about this. Maybe you and I and Matt Pauley talked about this, but you want to wait until past the midway point of the month because you want him to retain Rookie of the Year eligibility for next year. Because if you finish in the top three, you get draft pick bonuses and things like that. So they won't take the risk of losing that. Certainly not if you're a seller at the trade deadline. But once you get past that point, why not give him 4 or 5 weeks and see if he's a part of next year? Because if he's a part of next year, that really informs what you can do in the offseason, who you trade, who you might sign, what you can count on. So at this point, unless he slumps and really struggles, at this point I'd be pretty surprised if we don't see him.
Anything else baseball-wise we need to know before we move on? Anything else you're thinking about?
Not unless you want to talk about all the other teams making moves.
Yeah, no, we'll leave that for you and the nerds, the boys in the truck. So we've talked about many times how different you and I are, how our resting minds are very different. So when you're driving 12 hours by yourself, like what's going on in Wheeler's mind?
Oh, man, that's such a great question. So today it's been all this baseball stuff. It's like, okay, well, if this happens, what does that mean? And if that guy is now going there, what does that mean? Because this might be, like, Dave, I'm doing internal scouting for, like, my fantasy team. Well, who should I pick up? Who should I be looking at? I'm thinking about all the different possibilities and what it means for playoff races. So, like, a day like today, it's pretty easy. I'm thinking about baseball and kind of calculating it all as I hear about it and trying to piece it all together. But sometimes that's what I use the heavy metal for, because then it keeps me from doing that. So I don't sit and, like, bounce off the walls. I throw that up in the air and I could just kind of go along with the song. And that kind of, I don't know, you know, that kind of matches my energy, right?
Going to be good to be back home?
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, like these 3 days, they're not like, it's not the end of the world. And like I said, I feel physically so much better today than I thought I would. I don't have any real like pain lingering or anything like that. I am tired of thinking though. Because when I'm driving, I'm always thinking, and yesterday was nonstop. Where did this go? How do we get this in there? Are we going to get out on time? What do I need to do? What are we going to eat? So yesterday, you know, the brain's a little fried, but by tomorrow, that should be all right.
All right, buddy. Safe travels, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, gang. We'll see you tomorrow.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on Camo X 320. Let's do DGS Happy Hour, where we just kind of go around the horn and share stuff. Could be important stuff, could be silly stuff, could be just, hey, did you hear about this? Rach, you want to kick us off?
Sure. Give me one second.
Okay. It would have been great if you just walked out.
I will do that.
She did the fake stair walking thing under the
blind. I left it in my office.
I've got to go to the basement really quick.
This never came back up.
Be right back.
Okay, I need a ruling, actually, for my happy hour topic.
Okay.
So recently I was emailing with like an office. It was a vet's office. Mm-hmm. And I was asking for something, but it was like an email that obviously more than one person uses. Like here at Odyssey, everyone pretty much has their own email address, but this was like the office email. I asked for something, they provide it. And instead of clogging up their communal email, I didn't send a thank you.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, is that rude? I felt like I was being more polite by not sending like a meaningless, like, okay, thank you so much. Have a great day, that they're just going to delete. And so it's like going to get in the way.
So blindness is meaningless to you is what you're
No, that's not what I'm saying. I just made the decision of like, ah, they probably would not care if they got it. It might actually be a little bit like, ugh, she emailed again. Okay, well, delete, move on. Do you think that's the right move, or should you always say thank you no matter what?
I would probably err on the side of saying thank you. But I didn't see the email set up, so I don't know how sure you were that this is just going to go to 8 different people.
Well, I think it's more like one email address that like everyone at the front desk uses or something like that.
If I was going to say, got it, thank you, or whatever, excuse me, I don't think it would be out of politeness. I think it would be to give them a sense of, okay, this person is happy and satisfied. I no longer need to worry about this problem. I'm not going to revisit this in a couple days and go like, oh, did this person, are they still worried about this? Do they still need to know this? I think politeness is not really the issue, because I think you're right that they don't really care. They're just doing their job. Like, they're happy to help, but they don't care if you're like thankful or if you say like, oh, that really means a lot that you responded or whatever. They don't care. But it might be helpful just for the resolution of going, all right, case closed. We can put a stamp on it and move on to other problems and other
things. The other day I walked by a coworker, and you know how it is. You walk by a coworker, hey, how you doing? Fine. How are you? Great. And we did that. But when he asked me how I was doing, I didn't answer. And it wasn't dramatic.
Well, you were just already walked past.
I was just kind of already past. But that sort of like stuck in my craw a little bit. Like, I get what we're doing. No one's being honest with each other. You're just doing the whole like, what's up? What's up with you?
So I guess you guys are saying I'm a horrible person.
No, yeah. Like you definitely.
Yeah. No. I think so.
You did the right thing.
No, it wasn't the right thing. I should have said thank you.
Oh, wait. You didn't say thank you.
No, I didn't reply. Because what I said
you
was like,
you didn't get the whole story?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the whole point of the story was I didn't say thank you.
I'm so sorry. I thought it was, should I have not said thank you? I mean,
wouldn't even have made sense.
Now that I know that, it kind of changes a lot of things about.
You can go in on her.
Yeah, what I think about you as a person.
You're trying to do the nice thing.
I've done the exact same thing. Like when I'm talking back and forth with people about the show, booking them on the show and stuff, especially if it's somebody like who I know is like very busy and gets a lot of requests or gets a lot of emails or whatever, I do always feel weird about, you know, like maybe after they confirm their thing, me then sending back like, okie dokie, sounds good. We're so excited. Thank you. Like, I'm like, do they get that and just go like, oh my God. Yeah, dude.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, we're good. I'm going to come on. It's going to be great. But like, am I then at what point am I then just like bugging them?
I would always rather have one too many communications than one too few.
And that is where I usually land on it. Yeah. I always do end up sending the like I think it every time, but I always do send the
because
like.
Because many times I've said like, okay, see you Tuesday. And then someone's like, oh, this Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, or they're like, oh, did you really meant that? I wasn't
plus
sure.
Plus, it's just
if
the commonly decent thing to do as
okay,
a human.
Okay,
oh,
I get it.
Sorry.
It's just like the foundation of society.
Yeah, another ruling?
So the ruling is you're a piece of crap.
Here's my ruling.
Here's my ruling. Two thumbs down.
Well, I am getting back into fantasy football.
Yeah, good.
No, not good.
Oh.
No, I mean, it's fine.
When does it start? It's like
pretty soon.
Yeah, okay. It's like,
first game's on the 31st.
Yeah, training camps have already started.
Yeah.
Preseason's going to probably start in a week or two.
Yeah, Nick asked me to be a part of his group, so, you know, you can't say no to your kids.
Yeah.
And I have missed it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Sundays watching Red Zone, but I'm so out of it. Like, I looked at the top, like, 50 players, and I know a few names, but...
Oh, it's crazy.
It's kind of starting all over again.
Yeah, I had the same... I don't do, like,
Bobo,
you know,
Winkerbean, and, like,
what about Terry Bradshaw? Is he still...
He's still in the league. He's still good?
Yeah,
he's a top 10
pick. I want him on
my team. He's still throwing for the...
What about that Joe Montana guy? He's still doing a good job?
He just retired last year.
Ah.
Yeah, he's out now.
Just missed him.
Rachel only knows the athletes that go on to be TV stars after their
Michael
athletes.
Strahan, I like that guy.
Also, there's a character on television commercials who I am straight up terrified of.
Smorky, the bear.
No, the Meineke guy.
I don't know him.
I don't know him.
Do you have a television? How are you not seeing these things? The Meineke guy?
We're cable cutters. We don't have, at least I am.
I
actually
TV.
Don't know.
I watch TV. Oh, this guy, the German
the
guy?
The German guy who's like, I left a surprise for him. Like,
I don't think that's cool, by the way.
No, it's not. Nothing about him is cool. He's a total pedophile.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
He's like a German stereotype, and I find it offensive. I'll throw it out there.
Is it the guy? Is he have a mustache and a stupid sweater?
Yes.
Yes.
Otto, a German character portrayed by actor Kurt Quinn. He's known for his thick German accent and his trust in Meineke for all his car.
Yeah, kindness. That's what he's known for. And going to junior high school playgrounds. Too much. I always do this the last day before vacation. Steve should come in right now and relieve me of my duties.
No, I think everything you're saying is correct and true about Otto.
He often uses the phrase mein key, meaning my key in German, which sounds like meine key. So that's why they created the character.
Oh, that's... They should avoid...
whole mine?
Yeah, mine and then a letter that starts... A word that starts with K. I would avoid it if I could. I would find... Maybe you have, like, the meine key
You
otter.
Know who scared me before him? The Six Flags guy.
Yeah, he was creepy.
But it's just a guy. It's just a guy.
The old man.
The old man.
But he was a young man dressed as an old man.
Yeah, it's a young guy with like prosthetics.
And I didn't wear glasses for years because I thought someone would make the link that I looked like him. So I had black glasses and I wouldn't wear them.
He looks like Uncle June from The Sopranos.
Yeah,
kind of. And he would just move so quickly, it's like something's not right here. It was like an uncanny valley-type situation. Success for the freak show on the weekend,
so I've been driving out to the suburbs. Welcome back, guys. DTS. Dave Glover here. Rachel and Andrew are with me. Kevin, who is normally on the show, is, I don't know, a third of the way home from North Carolina, driving as we speak. He'll be back tomorrow. I am gone after the show today for the rest of next week, taking the family to Florida. Gonna try to get some of my creativity back. Dave, I'm just saying, like, I'm just scraping the bottom of a rusty bucket.
I understand that completely. That when you are overdue for a vacation, you know, it's no good. It's just no good.
And, Rach, you were right. I haven't been on trip since my mom passed.
Yeah, I didn't think you went anywhere last
summer.
Yeah,
I thought I did, but I did not. So
you really need it. You really need it.
Definitely need it.
Even if you do nothing.
Which is my plan.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. How are you about that? Are you a nothing doer?
I can be that way, but I also like to be active on vacations. I like to, go on hikes, go on, play golf, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But I can also kick back and enjoy it like anybody else.
Yeah. Golf's not a bad call.
Get me a big old Mai Tai and enjoy this sunset.
Never had a Mai Tai.
They're quite good.
They are. But you ain't had a Mai Tai until you've had a Dave Murray Mai Tai.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Dave Murray will invite me out of his place someday and I can have a Dave Murray.
You're always welcome. You're always welcome. I just have to drain the moat for a little bit and make sure you can get
Dave,
through.
Dave, are you a big tiki bar guy?
I like tiki bars. I like bars like that. So am I big on it? No. Do I have one in the backyard? No.
So I know it sounds dramatic, but I think you'll get it. When we walked outside today, the three of us, Rach and Andrew and I, all said, it's been so long since we have felt comfortable. We had kind of forgotten what it felt like.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had people complaining to me today that it's still too humid. It's 73 degrees outside at a dew point of 65. Get over it.
Yeah, we're okay.
just get over it.
Yeah, at some point, just stop it. I mean, we're fine.
Yeah.
We're fine.
It's really going to be wonderful, just wonderful weather coming up the next several days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I think we can get Tuesday, probably get close to 90 come Wednesday of next week, but you don't care. You'll be in Florida.
That's right.
Be hot and humid down there.
Mm-hmm.
I care.
Try to get to
Some of us don't.
But, we're talking 82 tomorrow. low humidity, 61 Friday night, 83 Saturday, 62 Saturday night, Sunday 83 degrees. The only downside is because we have a northerly flow, the wildfires that are up in Canada, some of that smoke is finding its way down through the Midwest and into the St. Louis area. I don't think it's going to get to the lower levels, but sunsets could be pretty spectacular the next couple of nights. Obviously, it's cloudy right now, but the sunset tonight will stay cloudy. But you know, Friday night should be a pretty good sunset.
Man, try getting a table tomorrow night at a patio.
Oh, no, mm-hmm. Or tonight even.
Yeah, you know, it's cloudy. It's but come on, 73 degrees. Evening temperature 69-70.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. A woman with a wild bat in her mouth was hit with crippling medical bills despite the fact that she had insurance.
That's what the headline says.
Woman with wild bat in her mouth.
That you're going to say, and despite the fact she had a bat in her mouth.
A Massachusetts resident encountered a wild bat that landed on her face while she was photographing the night sky. She didn't feel like she had been bitten, but she still sought rabies prevention treatment at a hospital.
Yeah.
And got a bill of over $20,000 for 4 doses of the rabies vaccine and immunoglobulin.
Mm-hmm.
Her insurance policy did not cover expenses due to a waiting period clause, leaving her responsible for the $20,000. My question is, how could it possibly cost $20,000? Like, that's the question we don't ask enough, is like, well, without insurance, it's so expensive. Why?
Yeah.
Is the rabies treatment so precious and so hard to get a hold of that it actually costs $5,000 per dose? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not going to speak intelligently about this. And there are a lot of people out there who are very intelligent about it, and I'm going to drive them crazy. But Dave, you may know the answer to this as well. There is a service, a group, an intermediary who goes between the drug makers and the pharmacies and dicks us all. That's basically what happens. Is like fat shots are about $500 if you pay for them yourself in the U.S. They're like $50 in Sweden and Norway and things like that, because they don't have that intermediary that we have that screws us all. So I think that things are you know, to cover for people who don't have insurance, they're going to charge us more for everything. But then those mediaries, and someone on the online will remind me what those things are called. But that's my understanding of why most things are so expensive, especially the drugs. But yeah, $20,000, like, you have to think about it. Well, what if we didn't have insurance? What if this were just the old days? And like, I think my mom and dad paid $1,000 for me to be born in 1964 or something like that. So you're saying that if you got bit by a rabid bat, you're just out of luck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people can't afford $20,000 out of their pockets.
No, and that will kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rabies. Kill you. Mm-hmm. Though I just Googled it. It said pre-exposure vaccines, $800 to $1,300 for the full course. For post-exposure, $2,500 to $7,000.
Hmm.
It's not $20,000, but
yeah,
makes you think, well, what's going on there?
Yeah.
The NASA Crew 11 SpaceX launch was abruptly canceled a minute before liftoff due to weather conditions.
Right at 1 minute. A cumulus cloud came right over the launch site.
Hmm. That's enough to do it, huh?
That's enough to do it. Hmm. Could be some lightning in there. I mean, it wasn't just a fluffy, puffy cumulus cloud. It could have had some lightning in it.
Kind of mean.
And they have very strict codes when it comes to weather.
High Noon is recalling some vodka seltzers mislabeled as Celsius energy drinks.
Uh-oh.
Seems like a
pretty big deal,
mix
yeah.
up.
We all shared a Celsius earlier, do you think, perhaps?
And we are
drunk. We were.
We should go home.
Poisoned. I think we should go home, yeah. If we fell victim to the drunken Celsius.
I would feel terrible. So my son Nick is sober. Very proud of him. Not had a drink in 3 years. If someone like that who's sober and being very vigilant about it gets alcohol by mistake, How dare you? Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Or people who are allergic to alcohol. There's a lot of those people or have some kind of intolerance to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
A teen was burned after stepping in thermal crust while hiking in Yellowstone. This happened to a 17-year-old hiking near Old Faithful. The teen's foot broke through the thin crust, exposing it to extremely hot liquid and steam. Emergency medical staff responded, transported the patient to a hospital for further treatment. The National Park Service is investigating the incident. This is the first known thermal injury at the park this year. But officials are emphasizing the importance of staying on marked trails in thermal areas to prevent this
kind
of accidents.
That's the big thing. Right. Where was this guy when he did that?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Couple of Kamala Harris stories for you guys. She's out with a book in September. It's called 107 Days. That's the length of her abbreviated presidential campaign. It'll be published by Simon & Schuster on September 23rd.
What are you guys, just don't think about it too much, just what are your thoughts and feelings about Kamala?
I don't really care about her much at all. I don't think about her ever.
I kind of agree.
Does not cross the mind. She's recently she's turned down running for governor, which leads a lot of people to think that that means she's running for president again, which I think is, I mean, not a mistake on her part, but a mistake of if the Democrats embrace her, a mistake if the Democrats go like, yes, we still think you're the future. Even though you ate poop in a historical fashion on the national election stage, we still
think the only way to eat poop.
We still think you are we still think you're the hope and the light and the truth in the future, and I think that's a huge mistake.
Yeah, the word out here is that there was no money. People were not donating any money to her campaign at all.
Hey, if she can get an actual like percentage of folks to vote for her, but that was kind of the problem last year, was that she wasn't elected. We didn't say like, yep, this is our candidate. She was just given to us.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge thing that people don't talk about. And then you scratch your head and you wonder why she didn't win. Kamala didn't necessarily do anything wrong. She just wasn't the chosen candidate.
I think that we are so... We're so the frogs in the boiling water that we didn't really clock how weird that was. The fact that Joe Biden, whether it was Ambien or old age or tired from traveling, whatever it was, he wasn't there. We all remember when he had that stammering, stuttering response and then said, "We finally beat Medicare." We're like, "Oh my God, what is happening?" And then he should drop out. Then he does drop out. Like that was so much weirder than we give it credit for. And to your point, Rach, I remember at the time, like David Axelrod was saying, we should have a primary. We should have a primary. And everyone's like, it's fine. She's our person. They should have had a primary. Mm-hmm. He was right.
I mean, how many people, I remember Rachel mentioning this, how many people like her and us felt like it's like one of the big problems with Kamala is that we didn't choose her. And I think that did not work in her favor. Yeah. It did not.
Well, Donald Trump was overwhelmingly chosen by the Republican Party. That's who the Republican Party wanted to run. You should run people who the people embrace. We embraced Kamala when Joe stepped down because everyone was so relieved. Yeah. But her polling in 2020 was horrendous. It was
less than 1%.
So, I mean, I don't know why it was such like a shock to folks. Speaking of Kamala Harris, she has set her first post-election interview. It's actually tonight on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, well, that'll be watched.
Yep. So,
probably learn a lot.
Check it out, folks.
I just dread all the fake, I'm not even thinking about that, Stephen. Like, those things drive me crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? I really haven't thought about losing the presidency.
Like, Newsom and Buttigieg and all those guys. You'll get my vote if you just go, yeah, of course I'm going to run. What, you think I'm not going to run? Yeah, I'm running.
Okay, let's do one more story here for headlines. St. Louis Union Station is unveiling 3 new rides, and they will open on Thursday, August 28th. It's all part of a multi-million-dollar makeover at Union Station. Here are the rides. The Wave Swinger. It's a classic swing ride that takes guests on a trip back in time to the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair. Let's see. The Flying Louie is a pirate ship themed ride that swings in an arc high above the park, reaching a height of 42 feet and giving riders amazing views of St. Louis. And the Loco Motion is a train themed mini spinning coaster that reaches a height of 22 feet and delivers twists and turns of fun for the whole family.
I wish I liked rides.
I mean, those all sound pretty fun. I'm happy that Union Station is going to add that to all the fun stuff they have going on now.
I'm a punk.
What do you mean?
About rides. Oh, I'm afraid of them. Yeah.
We got to get you on the Ferris wheel. You'll have a good time.
Even the Yiddle ones.
Wheel's good.
Thank you, Dave.
Enjoy your time off, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Well, man, if you just don't know.
Rach just said one of the funniest things I've ever heard, and I cannot touch it with a 10-foot pole.
My desk is covered in spittle. I started laughing so hard.
Yeah, that's not fair.
My best material is off the air.
Yeah, it's always on the cutting room floor. So I have lost a listener.
Oh, no.
For maybe the dumbest reason yet. Mm-hmm. I received a goodbye email. And it was very long and very detailed, and here's what it's about. Do you guys remember, it's been before my mom fell, me bringing up the concept of Generation Jones?
Is that in between Gen X
and boomers?
Yes.
Yes, it's like 1958 to 1968 or something like that. But I was born in 64, so Gen Xers are 65 through whatever. So I'm like 4 months away from being a Gen Xer. And I've always said that I felt much more like a Gen Xer than a boomer. My sister and brother were boomers and they were a different generation and blah, 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 blah. And one time, because it's I don't think it's a real thing. It's just something clever someone came up with to call my generation Generation Jones. And this person was so angry at me because they're 75 and they're like, you are a boomer as much as I'm a boomer, and you just need to own it and quit trying to wriggle out of it with this stupid Generation Jones BS and blah, 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 and I'm never listening to you again.
Yikes.
That's some crazy. It's been like a year and a half since I did a story on it once.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm going to start identifying as Gen Alpha. Do you think anyone will believe me?
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah, try it.
Skibbity toilet and the rest.
I'm buying it.
That's all I got to say. And you know I'm Gen Alpha.
Are you guys tweeners like me, or are you pretty solidly...
solidly millennial.
Millennial.
Smack in there.
What's the oldest millennial?
I think like maybe like 42 or 43.
Yeah, I would say 40. You get it.
Let me see. Millennial ages.
I was going to say 42.
Did you just sprain your brain?
I did.
Oh, okay, so millennials started in 81, so 10 years older than me. So yeah, 44 would be the oldest millennial. 29 to 44 years old.
Do you have a sense, you personally, of whether you relate to 44-year-olds?
I know plenty of people in their 40s, like, especially like working here. I mean, Matt Polly's up next. He's probably 40. Get along with him just fine.
I wonder if it'll change when you're older.
He's probably 40.
I'm just guessing. We can ask him.
I do. I think he's like early 40s. I think he's like 41, 42. Because I asked him this not long ago. So he would be like on the top end of millennial.
I'm just not one of those people who are like, I mean, I could meet someone who's 70 and be like, oh, okay, cool. I'm not like, oh, you're 70. We have nothing to talk about. Like, there's plenty to talk about. There's plenty to relate on. I mean, I know it's awkward because I am Gen Alpha. It's probably intimidating. Yeah. But. My internal
monologue is saturated. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.